You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And it's that time of week again, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey. And Adam, I can't help it. It's just, you know, it's been that kind of a season for the Brewers. There was a stretch there where Craig Counsell had taken over as manager. Play had kind of stabilized a little bit, but it looks like he has now fallen upon his first real struggles. Brewers have lost 10 of their last 14. The frontline pitchers aren't getting it done. Boy, we're past Memorial Day. It's starting to look like a real long summer up there in Milwaukee.
Yeah, probably is, and probably some changes ahead, which, you know, frankly, the players in there have expected for some time. I think they've been somewhat resigned to the fact that, barring a miracle stretch, that this was going to be a tough summer. And, you know, they're probably looking at who they can trade and sort of reload with some young talent and kind of move forward. Now, there's some young players filtering up here based on need. They have Luis Sardinas, one of the players that they picked up in the Yovani Gallardo trade with Texas. And really another, Corey Knable, is out in the bullpen right now. So those two guys are getting a taste of the big leagues. And then they'll make a roster move here shortly to call up a starting pitcher for Willie Peralta, who's on the DL. And it's going to be someone from AAA. And the names that have been bandied about are prospect-type guys, including Taylor Youngman, who was once their number one prospect and is still in the top 10 somewhere. And Tyler Cravey, a right-hander who's, you know, a prospect-type pitcher as well. So some young players coming up, and I think that it's the start of probably more to come as the summer goes on.
So then when you start thinking about who might be on the block come July, what are the names that immediately jump to the fore?
Well, then the names, the immediate names are the ones who are in the final guaranteed year of contract. So that's players like Aramis Ramirez, had a big game here with the Giants in town. You know, Giants, a team looking at third base, so that's well-timed. Gerardo Parra can play anywhere in the outfield well, left-handed bat. I think he'd be very attractive to teams in a trade. Jonathan Broxton has not pitched well but has a big salary, but, you know, he has some closer experience, and those guys can be bandied about in July. Then you start to go a little bit bigger for this Brewers team, and you start looking at their starting pitching. Kyle Loesch in the last year of his deal. Matt Garza signed for a little bit longer, but if the Brewers are going to go and hit the reset button, you wonder if they'd entertain offers for Garza. The problem is that those guys have not been good. Loesch ERA is 5.8. Garza's at 6.0. It's just not pitched well to really garner a lot of interest, and that's killing the Brewers right now. And then I think the two big names, depending, again, on how big do the Brewers want to go in a rebuild, would be Carlos Gomez, who's got this year and next left on a contract, and Jonathan Lucroy, who's signed beyond that, is really valuable, low salary, would be very, very tough to part with. But listen, he's a guy who would garner big-time interest if the Brewers were to put him on the block right now. The word you hear on Lucroy, at least, is that he's not available. But I always say, you know, I always sort of chuckle when you hear unavailable because, well, you just need to make a bigger offer. I mean, nothing's untouchable. If you just make a insane enough offer, all of a sudden everyone has a price. So, I mean, Those are some of the names that we'll start hearing more of as we get closer to that trade deadline.
But as you talk about those last two, you know, Carlos Gomez and Lucroy, I do have to believe that it would be much more difficult for them to move Lucroy. Not difficult in that there wouldn't be suitors, but I just think that would be a hard one for them to let go of. Whereas I think Gomez, I could see him being a guy who would be a lot of interest. And, you know, it wouldn't be impossible for me to imagine the Brewers cashing that chip in.
So, and I agree with you. And you're talking about a sign for this year and next, but the salary numbers are $8 million and $9 million, which isn't outrageous in this era. For what he gives you, a top 20 MVP player in the National League the last 2 years, power and speed, kind of a five-tool guy, fiery. You know, you get some of that with it, too, and you wonder how teams from afar view the things, a couple of little things he's gotten into. The Brewers love it, and they say it's just part of who he is and that it's that it's okay. You just wonder if clubs who aren't day-to-day contact with them view that stuff differently. The Brewers think they can get a really top guy for him. So that's going to be the question is, will what teams are willing to offer and what the Brewers want match up for a guy as good as Carlos Gomez? And that's something that we're probably too early yet. You know, we're pre-draft. We're not even in June yet, and it's probably too early to really gauge what teams will offer. But he'll be a really interesting name, I think, in June, because that's a really good baseball player, and he can definitely help a team.
Yeah. And we're going back to Lucroy. I guess, you know, let's shed some positive light on the week. The good news is, looks like he's about ready to get out there on rehab. And what about a timeline to get him back with the big club?
Well, it's close. He is, as we speak, he's about to get on a plane. He's going to the Florida State League. He'll play four games for the Brewers Class A club. He can DH down there for a game or two, whatever they want to do. And he thinks he'll be back in the lineup on Monday in St. Louis. So that would be about a month and 10 days. So right in that, 4 to 6 week time frame that they talked about, or within that frame. And look, it's a big bat to get back. He struggled at the start of the season and wasn't anything like the hitter he was last year when he hit 300 and was fourth in the MVP balloting. But that's a big bat. It's a big guy to have back behind the plate, a leader of the pitching staff, a great pitch framer, a game caller. He could bring a lot to this club. And yeah, it's too late to do anything about this season. But still, if you're talking about a young guy in Jimmy Nelson getting, working him through his first full season in the big league, you're talking about having a call-up imminent and a guy from the minor leagues who's going to be starting. So Lucroy can be really valuable here for this team, even if the focus becomes longer term. It's a big deal to get him back.
Yeah, and even going back to what we were talking about, a little bit ago, if his presence, his simple return behind the plate helps Garza or Loesch kind of settle down a little bit, increase that value toward the trade deadline, that even that could be of enormous value.
Yep, there's no doubt. He has been a big loss for this team. The hard part is you can't blame what happened to the Brewers on injury because they were struggling so badly when they were healthy. But the injuries have really hampered them in an effort to kind of dig out of it, because you look at losing Lucroy, a critical guy. Scooter Jeanette's been on the DL and now sent down. Their shortstop Segura's been on the DL, coming back on Friday. Ramos Ramirez has missed some games with injury. Ryan Braun has missed some games with injury. Gomez has missed some games with injury. You go all the way around, and these key members of their lineup have been out. And again, I'm not saying that's the reason that this season got away from them, but it's one of the reasons they haven't been able to reclaim it. So, look, you deal with this stuff as it comes. Craig Counsell knows that. You make a decision and you go with it and you try to win that day's game. I just think the bottom line is Jonathan Lucroy will make them a better team and able to win a couple more games.
Yeah, no doubt. And then the other positive for them has to be that Braun continues, when he showed a flash or two here, maybe had a good week or so, you're thinking, okay, good. But he's kind of sustained it now. He's on a nice little run, a Player of the Week award. You get the sense that maybe Ryan Braun is kind of figured it out again.
Yeah, and you get the sense that he's healthy. I mean, the last 2 years, that thumb has just really messed up his swing, and it's made him start his swing early because, as he put it, he was kind of swinging one-handed. So the difference now is he's able to see the ball deeper into the strike zone, and then he's got that quick swing, and he can hit home runs to all fields. So he can let that ball get really deep and still hit it out to right. That's the big difference. Last year with that thumb and the year before, he was having to start early, cheat a little bit, and it was leading to this higher-than-usual chase rate. He was swinging at more balls out of the strike zone. Now he's swinging at balls in the strike zone because he's able to see it better. And as Craig Counsell just told us, when Ryan Braun swings at strikes, he hits home runs. That's just the nature of his swing and his talent. So it's good for this team. I mean, he's a guy that I get asked a lot about, could they trade him? And it's really hard to see that because he's next year going into the latest contract extension, $105 million. That's a really hard number to trade, especially with all the baggage and questions that come along with Ryan Braun, health-wise and the otherwise. So it's really hard to see that happening. But, look, I mean, it all depends on how big the Brewers want to go in this rebuild. And if they're willing to eat a massive amount of that contract, boy, maybe there's a huge blockbuster trade to be had there as well. I don't think that's going to happen, but it's at least going to be on the table. I think for the franchise like this, where they're at in the standing, the desire to keep filling this ballpark the way they have, you know, top half of baseball, which is really surprising considering the market for the last decade or so. They've been really up there in attendance. There's an urgency to get this thing turned around and have a strong plan on how to do that. And if that means, you know, I think that means talking about everything. And I believe that includes Ryan Braun, even though it seems really hard to me to get a deal done.
Yeah, well, I agree. It'll be very, very interesting to watch. And the team, a little later after the weekend, heading into a big road trip, a three-city road trip coming up as well. So it just doesn't seem to get easier for the Brewers, but a man who always makes it sound easy, Adam McKelvey. Thanks for the time, man. We'll do it again next week.
All right, see you then.
All right, Adam McKelvey, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.